Hi, thanks for stopping by on The Wedding Edit with me, Munir Ali. Today we've got a great guest lined up for you, the amazing Timmy Sohill from 1SW Events, a luxury wedding planner based in London. Stay tuned. Welcome to episode 3 of The Wedding Edit with me, Munir Ali, a wedding photographer specializing in Asian, cultural and fusion weddings based in London. And today we have our first guest, Timmy Sohill from 1SW Events, a luxury wedding planner based in London, here to talk all things wedding planning just for you. Hi Timmy.
Hi Munir, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Making the most of the downtime that we have at the moment.
I know it's not easy, is it? It's not easy at all. But introduce yourself to everybody out there, who you are and what you do.
Hi guys, so I'm Timmy. I'm the owner of 1SW Events. We are one of the UK's leading luxury Asian wedding decor and planning companies. My role and our aim is to help brides and grooms make the most of their wedding day by assisting them in organising, managing, designing and creating their event.
And how long have you been doing this, Timmy? It's not something that you woke up yesterday and started doing, right?
No, so we've been doing this for 10 years now. Our background, so me and my husband, who both run the company, our background is from an Asian bridal clothing background. So naturally, we evolved into the planning and the decorating for us as a result of the clothing background. So we've worked with Asian brides possibly for about 20 years now.
Wow, that's a lot of experience. Talk us through kind of stuff that you're doing at the moment or before the lockdown. What kind of things were you doing? What kind of clients you were working on?
So just before we started the lockdown, we had a couple of wedding planning clients for this year. And as you know, some people choose their wedding planners a year in advance, whereas other people can take even book a wedding planner within 6 months or 3 months of their wedding. It just entirely depends on what stage you're at. And also on whether you've tried to get married last minute, whether you got engaged years ago, whether your venue's available, and also depending on the couple themselves, where you're both from, if you're in different parts of the world, and how holidays pan out as well within the families. So that's why it's really important, whenever you intend to start to get married, the first thing you should do is book a wedding planner who can guide you through the process of getting a timeline in place, and just trying to make sure that you're at the right stage, you've booked your venue in time, you've booked all your services in time. The reason, Munir, that I stress getting a wedding planner before you book your venue is because you may have a vision of how you want your wedding to look, and more than often what happens is couples will book a venue and then bring you images of how they want their wedding to look, and you can't do that in that venue. So it's really important that the first thing you do is book a wedding planner.
From the get-go, you get engaged, you had your party, and you start thinking about the wedding planning, that you should start looking for a wedding planner first and foremost before you even think about the venue. What kind of questions should you be asking your wedding planner at that stage in terms of looking to hire them?
So it's really important when you're selecting the right wedding planner, firstly, are they available? And you have to be aware of their fees. Sometimes some people, you know, can say that, well, wedding planners cost just as much as the venue, or just as much as my decor or caterer. But if you think about it, your wedding planner is actually with you from all the way from the start to the finish. Even considering the dates that you're getting married in, the time of the year, again, it's all about the final look. We live in a very, and you'd know this from your own background, we live in a very Instagram photography world, and it's really important that you ask the wedding planner whether you've chosen the right date, whether you've chosen the right month, whether you've chosen the right venue. Talk about budgets as well. So suppose you've got a certain budget that you've put in mind, discuss that with your wedding planner and ask them, is it realistic? Am I working to the correct budget? And that's purely where your wedding planner will be able to assist you and guide you. And different wedding planners do different things. You might be a bride who thinks, actually, I've got family involved, and I think I can deal with most of booking the services myself, but I need a wedding planner to coordinate my event on the day. So you need to sort of also decide how much you want your wedding planner involved. So ask the questions, ask how long they've been doing this. It's important to understand whether they understand your culture as well. So you find that some brides and grooms try to choose the wedding planner of a similar background, because every couple may have their own cultural elements they want to add to the wedding as well. And always look at the recommended suppliers with your venue as well. Maybe your venue has a certain list of recommended wedding planners that you could use.
So in terms of kind of planning side, there's lots of questions to be asked. And for some people, a wedding planner, it may not be the first option. Can you explain what's the difference between, there was quite a lot of differences in wedding planning and wedding planners. What are the kind of three core types of wedding planners there are, and what kind of stuff do you do? There's obviously the A to Z wedding planner, and then there's other types of wedding planners. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, so we have, you could say, three different packages, so two or three different styles of packages that we do. One, as you said, is the complete A to Z of wedding planning. So that is where you usually decided that, you know, where a bride's got a specific brief. The brief could be something like, I want to get married next year. We're looking at May or June. We've got 200 guests, but we want to have a venue where we can stay as well. So that's when you know your guest numbers, you know when you want to get married, and you know what sort of a location you want or what you want out of your wedding. And that's where you need a wedding planner that will assist you from start to finish. So what we would do in that situation is look for a venue which would tick all the right boxes. Then we would work on finding the right suppliers that would be part of your wedding day, and then designing the event, and then executing the event, so including the itinerary, making sure all suppliers are there, all contracts are signed, all payments are made, managing your budgets. So that's the full-on wedding planning package, and that's usually...
So, sorry, this can sound really silly, but so basically you plan the whole wedding. Right. The bride just comes up to you and says, I want to get married on the 25th of May next year. We want a nice hotel. And then you just go off and do it, and you come back to them and say... So essentially, the bride and groom and family just literally turn up. Is that right?
That is exactly what they do. I mean, it's pretty much what we did with a client last summer. And usually these sort of planning packages are for those couples where they're too busy. They're always traveling, they're working, they have no time to plan their own wedding. And usually what you find is that the family is organizing the wedding. And so it was with last year with one of these clients, I was organizing the wedding with the mother. The bride would come in periodically and just choose what she liked or gave her opinion, but all the mother had booked was the dates, and she was in the process of booking the venues, and that's it. There was nothing else that they'd done. So then we went in and planned the whole wedding, and when honestly, they did turn up as guests. The guest arrival time was 5:30. They turned up at 5:30. In fact, the guests were here before the family, but they had that trust in us, and they were able to... You know, I have to say, it was one of those weddings where at every single event, the family was able to sit down and enjoy their meal. They didn't need to worry about making sure the food was out on time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our planners were able to assist and help the family enjoy their meal. So we were there for the bride at all times. There was one planner dedicated to the bride. So that is, and that's ideal, because they were able to enjoy the weddings. Everything was on time. All the suppliers were on time. The pictures were taken as they wanted. They didn't have a single complaint about anything. And I think that's when you've sort of completed the brief. And that's crazy. That's really you should get out of your wedding. That's how your wedding day should be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as a photographer, I see it all the time when you get to weddings. You're looking for the mum and dad to do the family portraits, and mum and dad are running around chasing the caterers to put the food out or doing something else, or cousins chasing after the DJ to put some music on. You don't need that kind of hassle on your wedding day, and I don't want to use the word, but you've got the bridezilla who's, you're trying to take a picture of her and she's like shouting and screaming at someone, get the music on, do this, do that. You don't want to be doing that at your own wedding, do you?
No, and we usually have, our planners are part stylists as well. And it's really important to have a stylist come planner on your team, because when you're taking your pictures, you need to sort of make sure that you've got the right pictures. often when you may find that photographers are adjusting the buddhas and they're adjusting the linga and asking you to sort of stand a certain way, and it can get quite awkward. Whereas with our planner and stylist, we would do all the setting of the clothing before for the photographer so that it looks great, and so the images come out great, because you see images, don't you, where you know the buddhas falling off or the tikas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Off. And so that's our role.
Yeah, some photographers don't know how a dupatta should sit or how the lehenga should kind of flow. My background is fashion photography anyway, so I've kind of learned that the hard way. But you're right, it's great to have a stylist on board, somebody who takes the pressure away from you as a photographer to just say, look, you do your job, let me do my job, and I've just got to pose them and the stylist and then
and even the way that you walk in. So when you're walking in, how you're walking in, the speed of you walking into the room, and how the groom will greet the bride, all these things are so important as part
absolutely.
Part of the video.
The second type of wedding planner, so we've got the HZ is what you obviously supply as your core service, but what's the second element of that some planners do?
So some couples will have most of their services booked and they just purely want coordination on the day, and that's because they want to take out the stress of doing it themselves or having their family running around. And that's usually because they like to be in control of who they choose and what they do, but they want somebody like almost like a secretary to carry it out on the day. And that's usually that service is usually booked when you finish booking most of your suppliers. So it could be 3 months, 6 months before the event. And we would just work out the itinerary with you, give the suppliers a call to make sure they're attending on the day and what time they're arriving to create this itinerary. And then just go and manage the event on the day. We won't be involved in the design process because the bride will already have done that bit with the decorator. But obviously as a decor company, if you were booking us for the decor and on the day management, then we'd have a little bit more control over that too.
So the second part, you essentially coordinate, you pull in all the loose threads, and you manage the caterers, the florists, the photographers, everybody. You basically manage them and make sure that they're doing what they should be doing at the right time.
Yes, that's correct.
And the third one is, I find this one a bit tricky sometimes. The third one, a lot of wedding planners just seem to just supply the suppliers, and they don't do anything else. There's no management coordination on the day. How does that work out?
That will really depend upon the venue, because some venues have their own coordinator. So you and some caterers will say, well, actually, we're coordinating the event. So what the couples need help with is to find the right suppliers. Most people do just tend to go on the internet and Google whatever services they need, but how do you trust them? So if you go through a planner, you're getting in touch with suppliers who have been vetted by the planner, who have been trusted by the planner, and also the venue themselves may say, well, look, this particular person will help you find everybody, and then after that we can then coordinate on the day. If you've got a good caterer, and it's really important to choose a good caterer, or you've chosen a venue with a good coordinator, then you don't actually need a planner, and I've been to venues where your planner is the venue coordinator and that's all you need. But yes, you'll need the planning services just to help you pull all the suppliers in, and again, that's more of a budget factor comes into it. So if you can't afford a full wedding planning package, then there's no reason why you can't go to one person and get all your recommended suppliers, and then let your venue or caterer execute them on the day. But there's a risk with that, isn't there, Manu? There's a risk. You know, what if the suppliers don't turn up on time? Who chases them? Whose responsibility does that fall onto? Who's responsible for getting your guests sat down when the bride's walking in? You know, who's responsible for making sure that the caterers deliver on time?
Yeah, in my experience, when there's a lack of a wedding planner, it turns out to be either the bride or the bride's dad or somebody from the family who is quite timid and can't kind of control them. I've occasionally been asked to compare weddings, say, Munir, can you just make an announcement for everybody to sit down? Or Munir, can you please make an announcement so everybody sit down because the bride's coming in, that kind of stuff. Yeah, so well, hang on a second. I'm got to take pictures of her coming in. I can't be get behind the mic. But yeah, it's really weird. I mean, which then leads me to the next kind of question is, what are the pros of benefits of having a wedding planner?
I think there's been a demand for wedding planning in the last couple of months because people, you know, most couples now, they want to enjoy their wedding day and they want their families to enjoy it as well. And they've all been to weddings in the last couple of years where things have been crazy. So I think people want to book wedding planners more, and the pros are that you will enjoy your event. All the services you've booked for, you will make the most out of them, because if you book a photographer and because you're too busy managing your own wedding on the day, you haven't got the right images, then that's a waste of money. You book a caterer and you can't even have the food because your parent or tube is running around making sure food's on the table, it's a waste of money. So actually, having a wedding planner means that you're actually saving money as well, because you're making the most of what you spent. And it's this person, the wedding planner themselves, they're always available for you. Any questions, any anxieties, any problems that you have building up to your wedding day, you have one person to answer all those questions, and it makes your life easier.
And I guess you've seen everything. I mean, I have that service for my clients, but in terms, it's tapping into somebody's experience and skill set, isn't it? I mean, you've been doing it for what, 10 to 12 years, and you get thrown a problem, you can deal with it on the spot. I think that comes with experience, right? I mean, there must have been some challenges for you at some weddings where you've had to deal with something really quickly and get it done.
Especially with weddings abroad. I mean, again, most people think they don't need a wedding planner abroad because they've got the hotel or the resort coordinating it. But it's even worse when you're abroad because you're in a known country.
How many weddings have you done abroad in the last 2 years?
So we've done about two or three abroad. We have found that what's happening is more and more people tend to be finding the venues and resorts managing their event for them. But there's a big problem with that because, again, they don't speak your language. You don't know the country. You don't know all the other suppliers you've booked. So I think it's even more important to book a wedding planner if you're planning to get married abroad. And it's, again, you're spending a lot of money on this wedding abroad. It costs more to get married abroad anyway. Having the extra money for the planner will only enhance the experience. You're trying to control guests staying in one location for 3 days. How do you manage them coming in on time and get, what if they're stuck on the road, what if they're lost? It's the same problems, but they come with a heavier, you know, it can get worse basically if you don't have a wedding planner when you're abroad.
Essentially, it's a peace of mind. And you are that little angel that's there to protect everybody, aren't you?
We're always in the playground just watching over the children, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I think you're more than that, though. You're quite reactive to it as well. I mean, I've seen you guys in action. Everything from just coming in, setting up a backdrop to running the whole deal basically. You guys don't rest. You guys don't, even when things are happening where you're not really needed, you still don't sit and rest. You're thinking of the next part of the wedding. You're thinking of step two, step three of the wedding.
Yeah, we don't get to sit down for 8, 9 hours, 10 hours at a time, but it's fine. It's nice. You know, what's nice when you're from this is when you see the pictures, when you see the brides and grooms doing their first dance and the smiling faces of the families. It's worth it. Trust me, it's worth it. When people come up to you and compliment you, when the guests come up to you and say that you're doing a really good job, we've really enjoyed this event, it's one of the best events we've been to, and for me, I think that's when you know you've got it right. And yes, you know, money is important, but it's making people feel satisfied and happy and enjoying the experience, and it's your experience because you created it.
Absolutely. So you know, when people come up to you and say this is the best wedding I've been to so far, does that then push you forward to make the next wedding even bigger and better?
It does. It makes you stronger. It gives you the confidence that you know, the next wedding can be bigger and better, and you push yourself to take on you know, do crazier things, to go out and maybe do bigger events, longer events. And if the client's got a brief, you can think beyond what you'd never dream of, because you know you have that confidence, and anything's possible. It's if you put your mind to it, anything's possible. And the challenging part is to work within the budgets as well, and to work within time scales. And it's really a pity because we had two great events lined up for May and June, which would have been fantastic, and the families were great. You know, they were both like party animal type families. But those brides have had to sort of really put everything on hold because they just don't know where they're at, and they have family planning all over the world.
It is a weird time, but we'll get through it. Timmy, we're almost running out of time, but any words of advice? one sentence, what would you say to any brides and grooms planning a wedding at the moment? What's the key advice that you'd give them?
At this moment in time, book a planner and value your planner. Just value your planner and make the most of the planner. So value.
Great. No, that's sensible advice, absolute sensible advice. Timmy, if somebody wanted to get hold of you, where would they find you?
Our website, www.1swevents.com. Submit an inquiry on there, phone numbers are on there. I'm on there too, so just drop us a message and we'll get back in touch with you.
And we'll add the line on the link below. Great, Timmy, it's been great talking to you. Thank you very much. Stay safe and hopefully see you at a wedding soon.
Definitely. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks for stopping by, guys, and listening in to the podcast. I hope to see you next time. Visit our website, www.mineralleyphotography.com, or find us on social media at I Am Photo Guy. See you there.